Call the meeting to order. Dennison, you have the roll call.
Dr. Philip Bale.
Present.
Dr. Barbara Birch.
Present.
Ms. Cynthia Harris.
Present.
Mr. Freddie Higdon. Mr. Gil Johnson.
Here.
Mr. James Kennedy.
Present.
Mr. David Porter.
Here.
Mr. John Ridley.
Here.
Ms. Nikki Taylor.
Here.
Mr. Larry Zelke.
We have a quorum. Call on President Ransom for some announcements and commentary on some matters.
Well, just a few things as we get started. On January 14th, I sent a note to you describing the recent news from U.S. News and World Report as they did their 2015 Best Online Programs in American Higher Education. You all saw that, received that. We have come a long way with our Division of Extended Learning and Outreach. Dr. Birch certainly knows much about that, as she was integral in creating that Division of Extended Learning and Outreach. But those rankings are based on peer reputation, admission selectivity, faculty credentials and training, student engagement, student services, and technology. For us to be tied for second in American higher education with the best online programs is quite a remarkable statement, given that we've only been in that business 10 or 12 years in any serious manner. So that's something that we are taking great pride in. And since that came out, I've not communicated with you about that, but I guess in follow-up to that, a lot of other rankings have come out. And Super Scholar has recognized WKU as one of its top 50 online MBA programs. We have some Ford College of Business folks with us today, and we're one of the 50 best online nursing programs and also the top 25 in American higher education in our online sport management program. These are just some follow-up things to that U.S. News report that is very encouraging, and we also were recognized with the Carnegie Foundation for our community engagement. So a lot of very positive things in terms of national persona with regard to what our faculty are doing. And again, those things are evidence that our vision for WKU is being achieved. The provost may mention somewhere in his report, Neil Chumbler, our new dean of the College of Health and Human Services. I forwarded to you the provost communication about him as he comes to us from the University of Georgia and starts when, Gordon?
March 23.
You will enjoy getting to know Dr. Chumbler, impressive gentleman, scholar, and we're looking forward to getting him to campus. Dr. Roberts is in the room. Julia, stand up. Julia Roberts was recently recognized by the University of Denver, who annually gives out a Palmarium Award, which is for gifted education. And I don't know much about the University of Denver's gifted education program. I expect you do, but this is a significant award nationally. And Dr. Roberts to be recognized as the 2015 Palmarium Award from the University of Denver in gifted education. They have an institute for the development of gifted education, I guess somewhat like our Center for Gifted Studies. So congratulations, Dr. Roberts, for that. Well done. I just to be aware that I've invited Bob King, the president of Council on Post-Secondary Education, to come to our meeting this spring go into some detail at a board meeting with regard to the new higher ed funding model that's in the process of taking shape over the next, well, we've been working on it for the last 18 months, but we're in the final stages of putting that funding model together. And I'm satisfied with where WKU is positioned in that funding model, should it go forward. And the presidents have been in pretty significant negotiations on how that funding model needs to be shaped going into the 2016 legislative session, when the 2016 to 2018 state biennial budget will be in play. I've asked Dr. King to come, and so he'll be on the agenda for our spring meeting. to walk our board through that funding model. And I think you'll enjoy that opportunity to engage Dr. King. Finally, it doesn't rank up there with some of our academic accolades, but still pretty cool for the students involved. Our two cheerleading teams, the all-girl cheerleading squad and the co-ed squad, were one of only two squads in America last week to finish in the top 10 in the national competitions. WKU and University of Alabama were the only two institutions that had both of the cheerleading squads in the top 10 among all colleges and universities at what we call the FBS or the Division I level. A lot of students are on our various cheerleading squads, and they work really hard and don't get much recognition. So really proud of the way they performed at the national championships for cheerleading last week. So good things are unfolding across the campus, and classes start Monday. Our winter term draws to a close today. So I guess two things are occurring today. Our winter term students are taking finals. And our new enrollees are gearing up, actually D'Lo initiated a process, kind of a master plan students for the spring semester for new and current students that would just started this week. Talked with those students Wednesday afternoon. And then our ATP, Academic Transitions Program, for new students starting the spring semester for the first time. Has taken place this week. And in fact, we have a number of new international students that are arriving today. I was supposed to speak to them 2 minutes ago, but Brian Meredith is doing that. And so we have a pretty significant group of new international students that are just arriving today to begin their WKU experience on Monday. So a lot of good things as we transition from our winter break into our spring 2015 semester beginning on Monday. Thank you.
I'll remind you that of our consent agenda, the committees of the board met on December 12th and discussed each item on their respective agendas, with the exception of items in your booklet at AA5 and EX2. These are exempt from the consent agenda and will be discussed and voted on separately. We'll begin the committee reports. Dr. Bale, Academic Affairs.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And actually have a couple of other items that I want to pull from the consent agenda. The first of one, so we can do a little more celebration of academic success. So I want to pull AA1, our approval of the Master's of Fine Arts Creative Writing Program. Mr. Provost, would you like to say anything or introduce someone?
Well, before I do that, just following up from Gary, a few quick general remarks. Dean-elect, if you like, Neil Chandler of CHHS will start March 23. He's already very much engaged. In fact, he'll be coming to one of our Council of Academic Deans meeting on February 4th to meet his new colleagues and discuss, amongst other things, development activities. He's a WKU alum, as is his wife, and in fact was Graduate Student of the Year from the Department of Sociology in the 90s. So very much returning home, and he's not here today, but I will try and invite him to the next committee meeting in March. John Bonaguro, John, has his, and it's been advertised as a retirement reception, and it's not a retirement reception. John's simply returning to the faculty. He'll get a sabbatical in the fall, but that is on March the 6th at 2:30, and I hope you, if your time permits, you join us and celebrate John's outstanding decade or so as a founding dean of CHHS. Thanks, John. Our efforts to get reaffirmed for our SAC COC accreditation continue. Tomorrow, the A team, the elite team, will meet to kind of finalize the focused report. These four remaining items that I briefed the board on or the committees on last month, we intend to submit that next week. As expected, We were found that we actually are in compliance with these four. We just needed to make things a little clearer in the report. And the other side of the compliance certification, the QEP, Quality Enhancement Plan, the evidence and argument, we'll be rolling that out over the next couple of months. Expect to see a lot of activity in that, signs on campus and so forth. We've asked our faculty to put something in their classes the week before the on-site team arrives in April to enhance the campus awareness of this evidence and argument theme. Our forensics team continues to win tournaments everywhere they go and are gearing up for another run at the National Forensic Association and American Forensic Association tournaments. Gary, do you want to say anything about Harlixman?
Yeah, it received recognition this week as the nation's best study abroad program. My nomenclature may not be exactly right, but some great recognition for Harlixman and fascinating. And if you have more information, elaborate.
No, Harlixman is University of Evansville facility, but we currently have over 30 students during the spring semester at Harlixman, and it's a fairly one of the sort of mainstays of our study abroad program. The students come back very well. Regent Ridley is well aware of the quality experience that our students enjoy at Harlixman, and we're just happy to be associated with that. And with that, I would like to introduce Rob Hale, who's head of the Department of English, and to talk a little bit about the MFA degree program again, for which will be going to the CPE, subject to board approval today, in its February meeting. But we also want to ask Rob to talk about a few other things that are happening in the Department of English. Rob.
Thanks, Gordon. We're very excited about the MFA program. We've launched some searches recently in anticipation of this, and the first thing that all the candidates say is how excited they are about this possibility. And I think we've already got a wonderful creative writing faculty, but the qualifications of some of the candidates have been amazing, so we're very pleased. One of the niches we're going for is script writing to kind of get some cooperation with a new film major that you may know has really grown dramatically, a very new major that's grown dramatically. And two of our finalists have made films and many scripts produced, and they're very interested in coming here. They're very interested in our growing program. The big news that we got this week is one of our 2009 graduates, Saeed Jones, was named one of five finalists for the National Book Critics Circle Award in Poetry. It's an amazing accomplishment. I mean, this is just after the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize in terms of stature, and this is a 2009 graduate. Saeed also has a great piece, op-ed piece, in the New York Times on Monday talking about his experience growing up in Texas. And so I encourage you to take a look at that if you get a chance. There's going to be a story on the WKU website today that'll link, give you more information and link up to that story. In other news, we have WKU has 10 finalists for Fulbrights this year. I'm very proud to say that five of those are connected to the English department. Four are majors and one's a minor that works in our department. So lots of good things going on. None of that credit goes to me. I've just parachuted in the last year and a half or so, and I'm trying not to screw things up. So all the credit and glory goes to the wonderful faculty that I've inherited. Any questions about anything?
Not a question, but with your consent, I actually copied Saeed's writing to save you all time going online.
Right.
But I think you will be quite impressed with it. He was also one of our forensics champions along the way. But this comes at a great time for you in making a case for this program.
Absolutely.
Quite an engaging young man.
He can speak and write well, then.
Yes.
He's a powerful guy.
So the Fulbright finalists, I knew I was tracking that as best I could, but so 10 finalists have been now identified.
They're in the next level. They have to be approved by their countries, as I understand.
Great.
All
Right.
Well, that is wonderful news, and with that, we'll ask for a motion to approve our Master's of Fine Arts degree in Creative Writing Program.
So moved.
The motion.
Second.
And a second from Dr. Dennison. Any further discussion, comments? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes. We'll go ahead and lump items 2, 3, 4, and 6 together, as Chairman Porter mentioned. We discussed all of these at our last committee meetings, and I think each one of these will bring something special to the university. So I hear a motion for those items.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve items 2, 3, 4, and 6. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. All right. We'll go to item AA5, and I believe we have Dr. Ray Blankenship with us today to explain that, and it's a name change.
Yes. Several years ago in the department, we had two different majors, computer information systems and computer information technology. Both of those majors are no longer in the department, and we're now focusing on business informatics. And so we feel that a name change without computer in its name would be more representative of what our department is about, especially with the growing need of measuring big data and making sense out of it.
So the request is to change the name of the Department of Computer Information Systems to the Department of Information Systems.
I move to approve.
You shouldn't.
Have a motion.
Second.
And a second to approve the name change as described. Any further discussion, comments? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right. And our last item is going to be approval of some emeriti appointments. And I'm going to ask Dr. Birch to make a few comments for us regarding these individuals.
Thank you, Dr. Bale. We have four emeriti faculty that are being submitted for your approval this time. First one is Dr. Donald Nims. Dr. Nims was a professor of counseling and student affairs for a number of years at Western, and during that time, he was provided leadership as department head, interim department head at one point, mentored countless numbers of students. He also provided a lot of pro bono therapeutic services in the medical clinic, supervised counselors, and worked with marriage and family therapists. And so he was one of the longtime mainstays in that department, certainly merits emeritus status. The second one is Dr. Janice Ferguson, who was in the Department of Teacher Ed. Janice has been here for a long, long time before deciding that she was going to take her retirement. I think that every faculty member tends to be known for one thing more than anything else, and with Janet, it was surely students come first. There was never a question that students came first with her. She was an advisor for the chapter of Exceptional Children. She gave a lot of time. She received the Faculty Excellence Award in Teaching and Advising in the college. And the interesting thing is how many graduates still seem to track Janet down for advice. But again, I'm pleased to recommend her as an emeritus. Mr. James Letourneau, Assistant Professor in Journalism and Broadcasting. James exemplifies the kind of faculty that have built that department, and nearly two decades of professional experience he already had in his field when he came here to join the faculty in 2000. His students have hugely benefited. Having someone with the kind of experience that Mr. Letourneau had gives students lots of opportunity to relate to the world of practice that their career is directing them toward. He worked with students in newscasting. I like it. It says the nuts and bolts of fixing glitches. I guess we could all use a little bit of that, so I thought I might ask him how he did that. And getting the show on the air on time. He serves through a Knight Foundation grant as a professor in residence at a radio station. And he understood the importance of the kinds of experiences that students needed out in the world of practice. He has actually retired to his home in Madison. And our last person that we're recommending as an emeritus is Professor of Finance, Dr. Ed Wolf. Dr. Wolf was here many years, 3 decades, and most people would credit him with having a significant role in helping us develop the financial planning program. And I know his department chair, Dr. Brown, is here, and if you would like to comment on him, I'd be happy to let you have that privilege.
Well, Dr. Wolf came in 1984. He retired in 2009. He was director of the planning program for 15 years and really was the one that kind of got it. He wasn't the one that actually created it, but he was the one that actually really developed it into what it is now. He was a strong voice for faculty governance. He served as the president of the University Senate. He was a great mentor to faculty and a fantastic teacher. He won the College Teaching Award twice. He won the Public Service Award once at the college level. And I know he was personally a mentor to me and a mentor to pretty much every faculty in our department. So I'm very honored to present his name for this.
Thank you. Judge Bale, pleased to recommend these 4 faculty for emeritus faculty status.
All right, well, thank you for that nice presentation. Did I hear a second?
Second.
Second from Ridley. Any further comments or discussion? Not all those in favor of the emeriti appointments as described, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes. And, Mr. Chairman, that is our rather brief agenda today.
Thank you, Dr. Bale.